This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Sudan's paramilitary Rapid Support Forces said Friday it has agreed to a 72-hour truce to begin 6 a.m., designed to bring at least a temporary halt to the days of deadly fighting in the African country that has killed hundreds. The RSF said in a statement, quoting now, "The truce coincides with the Bless Eid al-Fitr to open humanitarian corridors to evacuate citizens and give them the opportunity to greet their families. The Muslim holiday of Eid marks the end of the Islamic holy month Ramadan." There has been no indication, however, from the rival Sudan Armed Forces about its intention to observe the truce. On Thursday, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for an immediate halt to fighting and appealed for a 3-day ceasefire to mark the end of Ramadan to enable trapped civilians to seek safety and supplies.
"The cessation of hostilities must be followed by serious dialogue, allowing for the successful transition, starting with the appointment of a civilian government. The fighting must stop immediately. I am deeply concerned about the terrible toll on civilians, the appalling humanitarian situation, and the horrifying prospects of further escalation. Hundreds of people have been killed and injured."
Guterres has been negotiating to achieve a de-escalation since violence erupted last Saturday between former allies, now rivals, who lead the Sudanese army and the local paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. Mali's government says a senior Malian official and three other people have been killed in an ambush in an area in the country's southwest. The president's chief of staff, his bodyguard, and an owner of a drilling company were killed while traveling near the Nara and the Kayes region, according to a government spokesperson who said a fourth person is still missing. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni will send a bill containing some of the world's harshest anti-LGBTQ legislation back to Parliament for strengthening. The ruling party's chief whip said on Thursday. We get more from Reuters' Emma Gill.
A group of lawmakers from the ruling National Resistance Movement discussed the bill with the president and agreed in principle to sign the bill into law, said Chief Whip Dennis Hampson Obua. He said the bill was being sent back to, quote, facilitate the reinforcement and the strengthening of some provisions.
"The bill remains the Anti-Homosexuality Bill 2023.
Human rights activists and the U.S. government say the bill, which was passed last month with near unanimous support, is among the harshest pieces of legislation penalizing sexual minorities anywhere in the world. The United Nations, European Union, and a long list of corporate giants have condemned it.
Reuters' Emma Gill reporting. The U.N.'s chief has issued a warning to U.S. President Joe Biden and other world leaders meeting in a virtual White House summit on climate change. Get more on that story from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
You are the major economies, but also the major emitters.
Ones whom Secretary General Antonio Guterres says have adopted fossil fuel projects and other policies that will boost the planet's temperature by nearly twice as much as the limit they set 8 years ago.
And this is a death sentence.
And in a blunt challenge,
I urge you to change course.
Guterres' statements followed the president's opening remarks.
We're at a moment of great peril, but also great possibilities.
Where he noted U.S. investments in clean energy and pledges to help developing nations. The White House would not say if the president actually saw the U.N. chief's video. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. House of Representatives approves a athlete ban for girls and women's teams. We get more from Gethin Kubar.
Transgender athletes whose biological sex assigned at birth was male would be barred from competing on girls' or women's sports teams at federally supported schools and colleges under legislation pushed through by House Republicans on Thursday. Supporters say their effort is designed to protect fair competition in sports. Democrats criticized the push as targeting a vulnerable group of young people for political gain. The legislation is unlikely to advance further because the Democratic-led Senate will not support it, and the White House said President Joe Biden will veto it. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.